How long have we been sitting here, Jack?
Eh? Oh, 10 minutes.
Oh, feels like a couple of hours.
Why? You nervous?
Oh, I shall be if I've got to sit here like a dummy much longer. Where is she?
I don't know.
But she's late.
Yes. Oh, relax. The organist knows another piece.
Look, everybody's whispering.
Well, it isn't the first time a bride's been late. Relax.
Hey, it's all right for you. It's not your blessed wedding.
I've never seen you in a nervous state like this before.
Well, give us a bit of moral support. Look, even the vicar's looking at his watch.
I say, Mrs. Archer, I'm terribly sorry for Phil waiting there like that.
Well, what's happened, Mrs. Fairbrother? Wasn't Grace ready?
Yes, absolutely ready. That's why I don't understand it. She was in the hall with her bridesmaids, all ready to get into the car, when I came away.
Well.
Sounds like a cart arriving now.
Oh, do go and see if it's them, Dan.
One of the ushers will go.
Well, it can't be. The bride or the organist would have changed it too.
Oh, go and see.
Oh, all right.
Of course, something like this would happen.
Well, none of the guests appear to be terribly worried. They're quite amused.
The only worried one is Philip, poor lad.
Yes.
Chris and the other bridesmaids are waiting in the box.
Oh, yes, but where's the bride?
Coming along. Apparently, the starter of the bride's car got jammed just as they were starting up to leave the house. At the rocket free.
Oh, no.
George would be pleased.
Oh, here they come. I must get back to my place.
Leaving me at the altar, eh? Oh, am I glad to see you.
So am I. Sorry. I love you. Explanations later.
Yeah, all right.
Would you just hand your flowers to your chief bridesmaid, please, and take off your gloves. That's right. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable state. Philip Walter, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
Grace, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health?
I will.